here on WHSM Muskie Country 101. 68 degrees, fair skies, that sunshine looking beautiful. Don't got no smoke in the atmosphere to hazy up our vision of the sun. 88 degrees, sunny skies today. Up on the red, 68 right now. Humidity at 78%. And we're looking pretty good. Barometer is going up to the high zone. Not much happening on radar today. It's all off to the extreme west in Montana, North Dakota. That system will be coming this way for our evening, as we are looking at some showers this evening overnight into Tuesday. But Tuesday's looking pretty decent. 81 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Wednesday, 76 degrees, partly cloudy skies. And boy, the rest of the week, all the way through the weekends, we're going to be in the upper 70s and mostly sunny skies. No precipitation until Sunday night. So here we got a nice long stretch of dry weather coming at us. And it's going to be a beautiful week. Man, I was just outside enjoying the low humidity and the great temperature out there. Hope you get a chance to spend some time outside besides, you know, going from the car to your office, and then take a break outside if you can from the office, at the shop, wherever you're going to be at today. Enjoy it as much as you can. All right. Going to get back in some great music here on Muskie Country 101.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this a while? Your shot, are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down. Kiss me all night. Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? So we planned it all out for the middle of June. From the wedding cake to the honeymoon, and your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, you did too. Then I lifted that veil and saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me tonight?
I never had no one that I could count on. I've been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. It was a feeling I'd never known. And for the first time, I didn't feel alone. By me, and you believe in me like nobody ever has. When my world goes crazy, you're right there to save me. You make me see how much I have, and I still tremble when we touch. Oh, the look in your eyes when we make love. You're more than a lover. There could never be another to make me feel the way you do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. You here with me, life with you makes perfect sense. You're my best friend. Ooh, oh, oh. You're my best friend. Uh-huh. You're more than a lover. There could never be another. You do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense.
Got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably
That's all right, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Yeah, I got friends like that. Mm, yeah. Telling me I don't need you no more.
Telling me I don't need you no more.
This kind of thing is what friends are for. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
The most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track. Coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. She's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck. It's that
country thing, you know.
The drums and the guitars all faded. What's the best they could do? Good enough? Or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it? If there were struggles and we never knew it, I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. Like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And know we got each other. That's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby. Cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby. Cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart.
No such thing as a broken heart from Old Dominion. Some great music here on WHSM Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you. We'll come back right after this break and get back into some more great country music after these messages.
Gear up for Flamborama in Park Falls. One of the longest running community celebrations in the state starts August 1st through the 3rd. The weekend will be filled with carnival rides, a craft fair, frog jumping, softball, chalk drawing, Northwoods Community Credit Union sawdust dig, youth rod casting, even a Park Falls Rotary pickleball tournament, and a whole lot more. Flamborama is sure to be your family's fun weekend event. For more info and a complete list of events, see parkfalls.com. Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on whsm.com/contest-terms. Muskie 101.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, it's washing over me. I can feel you breathe. As all the walls come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now. And I can feel you breathe washing over me, and suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing left to prove.
Listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm
getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty many bottles still in both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leading, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi. Date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wed limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, I may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my, yeah, you know, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is song sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I might be.
Muskie 101.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. She's lonely now, she won't be lonely long.
she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far.
With me today is the Schwamigan Children's Theater. Well, not the entire theater, but a couple of people. Katie is a director with the Children's Theater, and we also have Mary, who plays one of the parts in the theater's presentation of Guys and Dolls, coming up August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Hayward High School. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, hey, thank you.
Yeah. So, Katie, tell me a little bit about the Schwamigan Children's Theater and how it got started and how long it's been going and just that basic information.
So this is actually our 38th year. So way back in the 80s, for those that remember that time, some kids
I
in, I sort of do, yeah. Some kids in cable approached Rosina Reynolds, an actress who was spending some time back there. Her husband's family was back there.
Okay.
And these local kids found out that she was an actor and they were like, oh, we want to do a children's theater. Like, would you put a children's theater together for us? And she was like, sure.
Yeah.
You know, and they pulled some costumes, you know, not even costumes, but some clothes out of, you know, people's closets and, you know, painted some 2x4s and threw a set together and did it in the old cable school when that was still there.
Okay.
They put up a little production of, I believe Pinocchio was the first year.
All right.
Pinocchio or Cinderella. It was before my time.
Yeah.
Put it together a little show and kind of the idea was that it was a one-off. And then 38 years later, here we still are. So
wow.
Growing from kind of a little ad hoc theater in the cable school, we've just gotten bigger and bigger when we bring in kids from all over the North Woods, out of state.
Yeah.
We have kids that come up from,
oh, really?
From Minneapolis and St. Paul, from even further afield sometimes, that kind
okay.
of plan their vacations around coming up here to be a part of the Schwamigan Children's Theater.
Sure. And do you do your productions then in the summer? I'm assuming if kids are coming up from the area, they're out of school in those outlying areas.
Okay. Yep. So we do one production a year, always in the summer. And what we really pride ourselves on is that we do a full Broadway musical in 3 weeks with any kid that shows up. So any kid that shows up to
wow.
auditions gets a part.
Yeah.
And we do a full Broadway musical. No shortcuts, no nothing. They dance, they sing, they act. And we do it fast, and it's a wonderful time.
That's in 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Oh,
professional
my
actors
goodness.
Don't even do that.
Right, yeah. And it's amazing how can they remember all the songs and their lines and
they amaze
cues.
Me every year. I don't know. I'm a professional theater maker and actor, director in my real life outside of Schwamigan
okay.
Children's Theater. And I don't know how these kids do it. They blow me away every year. They are incredible.
They have good teachers.
Sure, we can take some credit.
Yes.
But honestly, I think it's just that they're pretty remarkable kids.
Yeah. So this year it's Guys and Dolls. Now, who picks subject or the musical that you're going to do every year? Who does that?
So we have a kind of a group of directors. So we have Rosina Reynolds, that's the artistic director of the theater, still is obviously kind of the big say in the room.
Yeah.
But then there's a team of us as well. So Richard Erickson is another director that's been with the Children's Theater for a number of years at this point, 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
We have a managing director, Jerry Overman, who's kind of part of that process. And then we have myself, we have a choreographer, we have a music director. So we all kind of discuss, we see kind of what kids we think are going to be coming back, what the needs are. Do we have a younger group of kids? Do we have an older group of kids? That kind of helps us determine what would be the most appropriate for the group that we have. And then what do we feel like doing? What do we love? What songs are going to be fun? What are audiences going to want to see?
Right.
So we, you know, we weed through it all until we find something that feels like a good fit.
So normally you have this production at the Drummond High School. Why are you bringing it down to Hayward this year?
So Drummond High School, where we normally perform, where we've been since, I think, 2001, they are being renovated over the next couple of years. So lucky for Drummond, they're having some big renovations. They're getting a whole new auditorium. I think a lot of the school, I am not on the school board, I don't know, but I think a whole bunch of the school is getting redone. I think like Hayward was fairly recently.
Right,
So they're getting all remodeled, which is wonderful, and we're very happy for them. But
it would be something fun to go back to,
exactly.
Right?
Oh. It'll be great to go back into, but it means that for right now, we kind of had to scramble and find a different place to perform. And luckily, Hayward High School has been so wonderful. The whole school district, I mean, people at Drummond helped coordinate us with people at Hayward. Everyone's been fabulous to help us find a place to still do this so that the kids still have the experience and that we can still have this happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have a little foray at the Hayward High School for a couple years, and then we'll be back at Drummond in their brand new space. And it's wonderful. It's great to be able to work in Hayward and maybe bring in some different kids who didn't have the opportunity before to be a part of this and maybe reach a slightly different audience. We're thrilled.
Yeah, very cool. So we have one of our actresses here, Mary. What part do you play in this Guys and Dolls musical?
I play General Cartwright.
Okay, and for those who may not be familiar with the musical and the story, what does General Cartwright do in the musical?
She runs a, like, kind of like a, what is it?
So she runs a branch of the Salvation Army.
Salvation Army. Okay. Yeah, and they try to, like, save, like, sinners at the time.
Yeah.
And turn them into believers.
Sure.
And she is trying to, like, shut down kind of the mission that is there currently. So.
Yeah.
And if it'll happen or not is up in the air.
So how long have you been involved with the Shawinigan Children's Theater?
I have been involved since I was 5 years old, and I'm currently 16.
Okay.
So it's been my 9th production, and every year it gets better.
Well, because you get older, so you get more used to it and stuff. But what are some of the most memorable things that came out of putting together Guys and Dolls? And in fact, you're still working on it. So what have you getting out of this, and what's fun?
This year, my favorite thing that I've done so far was just like the dancing stuff, because we have a new dance choreographer and she's really good with everybody.
Anything else?
I like singing a lot.
And
it's nice to see everything unfold with all the singing.
Is there, so I haven't seen the musical before, so is there parts where everybody is singing, or there's a small group, and how many times are you singing in the musical?
There are a lot of group songs in it. I think there's about 4, 5, 6 around that range. So we do a lot of singing in it.
Yeah.
So, and all of it's really fun. And we get to do different things with our voices, different kinds of styles. One second will be New York. One second it'll be formal fancy.
Yeah. Oh, very fun. Well, we are talking with the Shawinigan Children's Theaters and their new musical coming out, Guys and Dolls. It'll be at the Hayward High School August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can get tickets through their website?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yep, cctltd.org. cctltd.org. Or you can find us on Facebook, Shawinigan Children's Theater.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, you two, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Don't have to leave this town to see the world, 'cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and
wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear, for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free, but that ain't gonna work for me. If I had to choose what I couldn't lose, there'd only be one thing.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in New Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to tell. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand.
check, yes or no.
FM, Muskie 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A group of conservation activists have filed a petition with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources seeking to stop wake boats from contributing to the spread of aquatic invasive species. The petition argues that wake boats can carry more residual water than other kinds of boats after draining procedures, making it more likely that they could help invasive species like zebra mussels spread. The group is asking the DNR to implement new regulations that would require wake boats to be thermally decontaminated before being moved to a new body of water. With Governor Evers officially announcing he will not seek a third term, the Democratic primary field has already begun to take shape. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez officially launched her campaign for governor in 2026 on Friday morning, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he will be taking steps towards entering the race over the next few weeks. State Senator Kelda Royce, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, Attorney General Josh Call, and former Democratic State Party Chair Ben Wickler have also been discussed as potential candidates. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is asking potential victims in a sexual abuse case to come forward. 82-year-old Robert Karstensen is currently facing multiple charges of sexual assault and child enticement in Eau Claire County. While those charges are Eau Claire-related, the Barron County Sheriff's Department believes they found evidence that there may have been additional victims from the Chetek River campground between 1994 and 1998. Law enforcement authorities in Eau Claire are also asking any potential victims from the area to contact them. A former Rice Lake woman will go to trial on charges of felony homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle after entering a not guilty plea in Barron County Circuit Court. 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist is accused of passing vehicles in a construction zone on Highway 53 near Haugen last August, causing a fatal head-on collision that led to the death of 71-year-old Ira Luplau. A two-day trial was scheduled for November 24th at a hearing on Thursday. Cronquist is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. It will be muggy with a heat index in the upper 90s today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Muskie 101.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns. Behind me like a big parade of late to work, road rage jerks shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state payroll, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no buffer. Get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadlines, but cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. On the tractor, 'cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Combine driver, hogging up the road
on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
A better variety of country.
Muskie 101.
By the bed, double barrel by the door, chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Oh, down a little dirt road out here, somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it out in the middle of a country, in a country house with you. Like his daddy did, oh, drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it out in the middle of a country, in a country house with you.
Get paid. She used to tie.